Shavua Tov, Mishnah Yomi continues for the last day of June, the 24th day of Sivan, in chapter 6 of Gittin, Mishnah 6. Yesterday we discussed cases where the husband is appointing agents to write and deliver the get, and sometimes he doesn't say the full phrase, but we are lenient to imply that he meant to both write and deliver the get, because he was in a situation with pretty dire concerns. Now, Mishnah Vav is going to add to our understanding of this system. Misha haya mushlach levor, a man who had been thrown into a pit. Now, this is a deep pit. He can't escape, and he is despairing that he will never make it out alive. The Amar, and he's yelling from the bottom of the pit, kola shomeya et kolo, anyone who hears my voice, yichtev get lishto, please write a get to the wife. Hare Elu, so behold, the two Jewish guys who are there at the top of the pit, you know, trying to get him out, trying to extract him, but they can't. Yichtavu v'yitnu. They can write the get and give the get. Now, this is even where they don't recognize who this guy is at the bottom of the pit. They just know there's a man down there at the bottom of the pit, and he gives his name and his wife's name and the city. So they have the information they need to write the get. Even if they don't really know who this guy is, they can go ahead and do that. Now, the Mishnah contrasts this with Habari, a perfectly healthy man. He's not in a pit. He's not in the hospital bed. She'amar kitvu get lishti. He says, hey, write a get to my wife. Now, importantly, he doesn't say kitvu utnu. If he says write and deliver, we would go ahead and follow this instruction. But he just says write. Rotza l'sachek ba. His intention here is to play games with her, to tease her. And people can say, oh, hey, your husband's writing a get. She'll get scared or she'll get angry. It'll start a fight. Don't do this. But he has not made a valid shlichut, he has not made a valid agency to actually divorce his wife. But there is an exception. Ma'aseh b'bari yechad, there was an episode with a apparently healthy, seemingly healthy man, She'amar, and he told people, kitvu get lishti, please write a get to my wife. They started writing on it, they started working on it. V'alo l'rosh agog, meanwhile he went up on a roof, v'nafel v'met, he fell off and died. Now, meanwhile, before he actually died, the agents had actually written and delivered the get. So now we have a question. Was it a valid agency and it was a valid get? Or it was not a valid agency because he was seemingly healthy and she is a widow and not a divorcee? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, it depends. Amar Chochamim, our sages said, im me'atzmo nafal, if he fell by himself, meaning intentionally, God forbid, he was distraught, he committed suicide. So it turns out he wasn't fully of sound mind. You know, he wasn't fully healthy in that sense. Of course, he was sane enough to issue instructions to the agents and make an agent, but he had some underlying emotional, medical, mental condition here. So if he did it himself, hare ze get. It was a valid agency, it's a valid get, as long as they gave it before he died. But if actually the wind pushed him off, or, you know, he stumbled and it wasn't intentional, Eino get. It was not a valid agency. We have to assume he had been healthy and it wasn't, was not serious about appointing an agent to actually deliver a get. Mishnah Zayin, Amar Lishnayim, a man said to two Jewish people, Tznu get lishti, give a get to my wife, O Lishlosha. Or he says to three, Kitvu get, write a get, Utznu lishti, and give it to my wife, Hare Elo yichtvu v'yitnu. So these two or three men, they need to write it themselves and give it themselves. Now the Mishnah contrasts this with the next case, Amar Lishlosha. What if he says to three men, Tnu get l'ishti, please give a get to my wife. Now here he doesn't say kitvu or tnu, you need to write it and give it. He says, give it. Now what he means here is you'll oversee the process. Hare elu yomru l'acherim. These three men can appoint their own agent. They can say to hire other people, v'yichtavu, to actually write the get, or even to deliver. Mipnei she'ason beit din, because when he appoints three men and says, tnu get, he's really saying, you are in charge of this whole operation, and you are empowered as a beit din to appoint other people to write and deliver. Divrei Rabbi Meir, it's according to Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah brings some confirmation to Rabbi Meir's halacha. V'zo, and this one, halacha she'ela Rabbi Hanina ish ono mibet asurin. This is a halacha Rabbi Hanina from Ono brought from prison. Meaning he was there with Rabbi Akiva, the Gadol Ador, when Rabbi Akiva had been imprisoned by the Romans. And they were still asking him questions. And Rabbi Hanina was able to sneak the shailas and the answers in and out of prison. And the words of Rabbi Akiva were, Mekubal ani, I have a Kabbalah, I have a Mesura, I have a tradition going, it's not something he's expounding and making up himself. It's a tradition. But Omer Lishlosha, a husband says to three men, Tanu get leishti, give the get to my wife, Sheyomer lecherim, they can have other people, viyachtavu, to actually write and deliver. Mibnesha son beitin, because the husband has made them a court legally empowered to oversee the whole process. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, Numeinu lishliach, tell the messenger, meaning tell Rabbi Chanina, who's bringing the words of Akiva, Af anu mikabolin, we have a tradition in this Bezdin. Shafilu amar lebeit din agadosh b'shalayim. Even if a husband goes into the Sanhedrin, the highest court in Yerushalayim, and he tells them, Tnu get leishti, give a get to my wife. What does he actually mean? Not to empower them as a court. Now, Lamai said they're already a court, but not to empower them over the whole process, but he means sheyilmadu, that they need to learn how to write a get. Now, obviously, if it's the Sanhedrin, someone there probably knows how to do it, but if not, they have to learn v'yichtavu and write it themselves, v'yitnu, and at least two of them have to go there and deliver it themselves and be the Eidei Mesira. Amar le'asara, and if he said it to 10 men, kitvu get leishti, write a get for my wife. So it could be echad kotev, it could be one man actually writes it, you can have 10 guys writing at the same time, shnayim chotmin, and two other ones sign it. We assume if it's 10 guys he's talking to, he's not particular that, you know, they're a court or that all of them do it. Kulchem ketovu, what if he says all of you need to write it? So really they all can't write it once. Echad kotev v'chulam chotmin. He really intends that one of them can write it, but they all have to sign it. He's appointing all 10 of these men as the signatories on the get. Lefichach, therefore, imet achad mehen. If one of these 10 actually dies before the get is done, harei ze gets botel. It's not a good get because the husband's instructions were that all 10 of them need to sign. Yashakoach, gutvach.